Hey, it's Randy Miles in the studio with Chancellor Searcy. It's Reach Out Thursday. It's also a new year, and that is the subject today.
Yeah, thank you, Randy, for having me back this year. Happy New Year to everyone. So today's scripture is going to be Psalms 51 and 10, and it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." So yeah, it's a new year, but what really changes? I think it's amazing that people always wait for January the 1st to start a new diet, start going to church more, or giving something up like smoking. I admire the dedication and commitment, but why wait? You put change on hold for one specific day, when in reality, nothing changes but just one number. If you have the self-control and patience and boldness to just change at the drop of a dime for a day, then you can do it during the year. Mm-hmm. So, Chancellor, why are you saying this? Well, because there are people in hell right now because they waited for a specific day to change.
Wow.
Or because they waited for a feeling or a particular incident to get right with God. Now, the Bible says that you can't come to Jesus unless you are drawn by the Holy Spirit. So I'm not referring to that type of feeling. I'm referring to the people that know Jesus, that have been running from him for a long time now. Many people make God out to be a genie, someone you call when you need a favor. But God is a father with emotions whom can be hurt. And when we do wrong to God and make him empty, self-fulfilling promises, that's what we do. We hurt him. I don't know about you, but that's not someone that I enjoy hurting or have any desire to hurt. So let's petition God for a clean heart to start the new year. This year, I want you all to focus on the heart of God and what you can do to bring him pleasure and joy. Now, you already know what I'm going to say. Get out there and evangelize. That's an easy way to get to God's heart is through his people. There are people that are out here cold, confused, suffering from mental illnesses, racist, wanting to commit suicide, and some just pure sinful. I don't know about you, but I can't live in this world as a Christian and not help these kind of people out. So start your soul-winning journey this year. Aim for just one soul a week. Minister to just one person about the goodness of God every week. And share your journey with me through my email. And if it's something really good, I even give you a shout out, okay? Or if you need help or encouragement, email me. And remember, a soul a day makes the devil pay.
Ooh, it really does. Amen to that. Give them the email address.
The email address is soulwinningquest@gmail.com.
And you can also hit your inbox on Facebook?
Yep, Facebook. Just my name, Chancellor Searcy. If you want to pick up a copy of the book, you can just go to Google and search Soul Winning Quest. It pops right up. Or go to Amazon and pick it up, Barnes & Noble.
We want you to be a soul winner this year. Thanks so much, Chancellor.
Thank you, Randy, for having me.